now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
To stretch out one's retirement savings, one may have to eventually move to a lower-cost city. Many people from the Northeast United States end up moving to the American South, with one of the major factors being warmer weather. But that's hardly the only factor. States like North and South Carolina tend to have costs of living far beneath what one contends with in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, or in Maryland. One of the difficulties in understanding differential costs of living in various areas is a dearth of comparable data. For instance, as indicated in the Wall Street Journal, if one were considering a move to Davidson, North Carolina, or Conway, South Carolina, which represents small, friendly, southern college towns, one may have to settle for cost of living statistics from Charlotte or Myrtle Beach, the closest large cities, respectively. These data are unlikely to accurately represent cost of living in smaller communities. That said, there are some useful resources out there. For instance, the nonprofit Council for Community and Economic Research, based in Arlington, Virginia, has published a cost of living index on a quarterly basis since 1968. The publication measures relative price levels for consumer goods and services in about 300 metropolitan areas. For less than $8, you can compare two cities. Up to four cities can be added to the initial comparison for less than $5 apiece. This is a great start, but even this is imperfect since data are drawn from the top 20% of earners. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.